It's such a privilege to be here and to share with you.
我会用普通话翻译啊。今天非常高兴有这个的机会。
Carson's busy climbing Mount Fuji.
胡牧师他非常忙，现在在忙着爬那个富士山。
Sorry, I don't have the exciting PowerPoints. No cats today.
我和胡牧师不同啊，我没有他那么多的有趣的那些的屏幕上面的让你们看到的东西。
We had I had a wonderful meeting last Sunday with the parish council, with the PAC, and to talk about praying for the future and how we can keep working together better. And I love being with this congregation, so thank you for having me here today.
上星期有一个机会跟我们友爱堂的堂委他们一同的开一个会议，讨论到我们如何的去进行我们的中文事工，所以呢，非常感谢大家，也今天我也有机会来到你们中间正道。
And Yvonne is here from the St. Martin's congregation as well.
Yvonne 她是 St. Martin 的中间过来我们这里。
And she could, if you have questions afterwards, you want to ask her about the Chinese who are coming to St. Martin's as well, you can ask Yvonne.
假如你们想多知道一点关于 St. Martin 他们教会的中文事工，你可以跟Yvonne 谈一谈。
Her Chinese is better than mine.
她的中文肯定比那好了。
Let's come to God's word.
我们开始今天的正道。
We're in the book of Acts again.
我们现在要看的是《使徒行传》。
And the book of Acts is the record of the most significant movement in human history.
使徒行传呢，里面记载了一场在人类历史里面的一场很重大的运动。
How did Christianity all begin?
就讲到基督教是怎么样开始的。
What can we learn today?
我们从中间能学到什么？
How can we grow as a gospel community?
在我们基督徒的社群中，我们能从中学习到怎么样去成长？
And how do we live this out? How do we navigate life's tragedies and triumphs?Challenges and glories.
我们怎么样把这种的信仰在我们的生活里面行出来？尤其是我们怎么样去处理我们面对的苦难啊，我们的得胜啊，和我们在生命里面所遇到的各种的困难，我们是怎么样去处理
？And that's our particular focus.Today in Acts 11 and 12.
这个就是我们今天在《使徒行传》第十一章和十二章里面的重点。
Three things we learn about how to navigate life's triumphs and tragedies.
里面有三件的事情我们是要注意的，就是呢讲到我们怎么样去处理我们生命中的各种的问题。
God's initiative.
第一就是神他是主动的
God at work
神不断的 在工作
People in prayer
人也是不断的要去祷告
So firstly then God's initiative
首先我们去看看神的主动
There's no slides, it's just us
How about the Bible verses?
Oh
Okay, I'll read it
Yeah, when we come to it you read it, that's fine Okay How was the whole world changed and turned upside down by the gospel of Jesus?
其实呢，由于耶稣的福音来到世界，他把整个世界带来了怎么样一样的那个天翻地覆的那个彻底的改变呢？
It's not a neat and tidy planned, coordinated, controlled system.
其实当我们看这个计划的时候嘛，它开始的时候我们感觉到它不是完整的一套，也是好像没有什么规范，也没有什么特定的那个工作的范围。
God doesn't kind of fashion his methods after our human wisdom.
其实嘛，我们看清楚一点，就是神不会按照我们的人类的智慧去进行他的计划的。
But what he does is reveal what he is doing through his actions.
但是呢，很清楚的就是他会急着他现在做的事情，让我们知道他现在正在做什么。
He takes the initiative.
他是采取主动的。
The book is called the Acts of the Apostles, but it's actually God who is acting.
这本书叫《使徒行传》，就是讲到那个门徒的那个行动，但是其实呢，就是神的行动。
So how does God get the word out?
神怎么样把他的话语带到世间呢？
Persecution.
他是藉着那个逼迫。
Chapter 11, verse 19.
第十一章第十九节，这里是这样讲：那些因斯提反的事情，遭患难四散的门徒，一直走到腓尼基和居里路，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
The persecution scatters them, and people speak about Jesus.
由于逼迫，他们要分散。 但是由于他们的分散，他们就把福音传开去。So
notice what happens next, verse 20.
从第二十节里面，我们看一看再发生了什么事。在内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利人传讲主耶稣。It's
a big step.
这是向前跨了一大步。
You know, God is breaking new ground.
我们知道神是一位他不断的创新的神。
No one told them to go.
没有人吩咐他们这些人怎么样去做。
No one showed them how.
没有人告诉他们是如何去进行。
They just put into practice Jesus' words to us all to go into the world and make disciples of all nations.
他们就是把主耶稣基督教导你们要去使万民做我的门徒，他们就是这样做。You
don't have to wait for Carson or me to give you a lead or tell you to go and tell your friend about Jesus.
我们并不需要等待牧师，比如说胡牧师或者是Matt告诉你，带领你。
These guys just did it.
这些人他们就是看到了，他们就去做。And
they broke down a huge barrier between Jew and Gentile.
因此他们就拆毁了在外邦人和犹太人之间的一个非常大的阻碍。We're
not even told who they are.
也从来没人告诉我们他们是怎么样的一些人。
But God had prepared their hearts. Look at verse 21.
但是神已经准备好、预备好他们的心。我们看看第21节，主与他们同在，心而贵主的人就很多了。This
was God at work.
这就是神在工作。The
persecution might have looked like the devil's work.
在我们看来，逼迫好像就是本来是那魔鬼的工作。
It must have been very unpleasant for the early church.
对于早期的教会来讲嘛，他们可能是感觉到非常的沮丧的。Most
of us would not have seen a friend stoned to death like Stephen was.
我相信在我们在座中间没有人看过我们自己的朋友被扔石头打死，有没有？
It must have made a huge impression on these early Christians.
假如有的时候呢，我相信对于早期的那些门徒、信主的人来讲嘛，这个是一个非常非常新的印象。But
that persecution was part of God's wider plan.
但是这里我们看到，其实逼迫是神大计划里面的一部分。God
works like that.
神的工作就是这样进行的。
I wonder if you can look back on your own life.
所以现在我们回顾看看我们自己的生命。
Challenges and trials that you have experienced.
我们经历过的各种的挑战，我们的那个苦难等等。
God has worked through those.
神是藉着这些来工作的。
God always takes the initiative in our lives.
神在我们的生命里面从来都是采取主动的。
We need to keep in step with God and see what He's doing.
我们要与神同步，看看神是怎么样去进行他的工作的。And
trust Him.
然后相信他。Now
this is where Barnabas comes into the picture.
由此就带出了巴拿巴这个人。
We all need a Barnabas in our life.
在我们生命里面，我们都需要有巴拿巴这样的人。
Have a look at verse 22.
我们看看第二十二节，这风声传到
22 to 24.
这风声传到了耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
They made a wise choice in sending Barnabas.
他们做了一个非常明智的决定，就差遣巴拿巴出去。
And he encouraged them to remain true to the Lord with all their heart.
就也鼓励他们要一心的靠主耶稣基督。
And he brought in his friend Saul.
这里他也邀请了他的朋友扫罗
Paul,
就是以后的保罗
to teach the people.
去教导人群众人。
Have a look at verse 25-26.
看看第25-26节，他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
You see, Paul had been given a specific role by Jesus to carry God's name to the nations.
主耶稣基督差派了保罗，把他的福音传到给世人。
And God is the same God in our world and in our lives.
在我们的生命里面，在我们的世界里面，神从来都是那一位我们相信的神。
And when persecution and things we dread and things we hope won't come our way, when they do come into our life.
所以当我们遇到了逼迫，还有我们不想不愿意在我们身上发生的事，或者是我们害怕的事等等，这些的经历，
These things may well be the way God pushes us into His plan.
可能这些事情就是神要让我们知道他的旨意，去知道他的计划的一些的事。
See, God is active.
所以我们在这里看到神是主动的。
Have you begun to see God's hand in your life?
你有没有看到神的手在你身上的工作呢？
Look around.
你看看四周。
What is God doing?
看看神究竟在做什么。
In my heart.
在我的心里。
In your heart.
在你的心里。
And all around.
我们的周围。
Look for him.
我们要寻找他。
And ask yourself, how can I join in what God is doing?
我们也要问问我们自己，我们怎么样能参与神现在的工作呢？
Maybe he's been knocking on your heart for a while.
可能神已经在你的心外敲了很久的一段时间。
Maybe he's been laying on your heart.
可能他已经在你的心里面。
Opportunities.
所有的机会。
Look for what he is doing and get on board with it.
所以我们要抓着各种的机会，要寻找他，与他一同的去参与他的工作。
Because God takes the initiative.
因为神从来都是采取主动的。
That's what happened back then, and it's the same now.
以前是这样，现在也是这样。
So secondly, we see God at work.
第二点，我们就是去看看神是在工作的。
Chapter 12, verse
1. 第十二章第一节，那时西六王下手苦害教会中几个人。
That name Herod is one of the more sinister Bible names.
西律这个名字嘛，在圣经中可以说是一个非常邪恶的名字之一。
This guy's grandfather, Herod the Great, was the guy who ordered the slaughter of all the little babies when Jesus was born.
这一个我们看看那个希律王，以前那个的希律王，他的祖父嘛，就是当时耶稣诞生的时候呢，他要屠杀所有在伯利恒的那些三岁以下的婴孩的那个希律。
It was this guy's uncle who had John the Baptist executed, head on a platter.
而他的叔叔嘛，就是另外一个希律王，他要处死施洗约翰，把他斩首，然后呢就把他的头放在盘子上。
So this Herod Agrippa the First seems to have got the family genes.
所以这一个希律就是亚加派，他希律王一世，他已经承传了他家族的那个遗传基因。
Have a look at what happens in verse 3.
我们看看第三节，他这里讲到了什么？他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除宵的日子。
Herod realized how popular it was to kill Christians.
这个希律王他知道，很清楚的知道。他杀害基督徒的时候呢，就会让群众们很高兴很快乐。
And this is still popular in some countries today.
现在在某一些国家里面也有杀害基督徒的这种的事情。
But it is strangely put in verse 2. See what he actually did.
但是在第二节里面呢，我们就发觉呢，这里所描述的是很奇怪的。我们看看这里怎么样讲，他用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
You see, this book, the Acts of the Apostles.
我们看看这个叫使徒行传，就是门徒的行动。
And James is one of the leading apostles.
而雅各是其中一个在耶稣基督的门徒里面，可以说是在前面的那一组有的门徒。
Remember in the Gospels, James was in the inner circle with Jesus, Peter, James, and John.
我们假如看看圣经里面呢，彼得、约翰、雅各，他们都是最接近主耶稣基督的那些门徒。
And here is James gone.In a verse.
但是这里呢，对约翰的描述嘛，对不起，就是雅各的描述嘛，就只用了一节的经文。
Put to death with a sword.
就是说用刀杀了雅各。
What are we meant to make of this?
我们看到这里用了一节的经文就完了，我们有什么的感想呢？
Peter'sImprisonment and miraculous escape is told at length in chapter 12.
但是呢，反过来我们看看彼得的那个主耶稣神把他从监牢里面救出来这个的事情嘛，在第十二章里面用了差不多整整的一章去描述，讲得很详细。
But James is gone in a verse.
但是关于雅各的被害，只用了一节的经文。
Did his life matter so little?
是不是雅各他的生命是微不足道足道了？
You see, the church was praying.
我们看到当时的教会在祷告。
And Peter.Was released.
彼得得了释放。
But for James, the brother of John, the release came early.
但是对于约翰的哥哥雅各，他的解脱或者是释放来得更早。
Why did God let James die, but rescue Peter?
在这里我们要看看为什么神要让雅各死，然后呢就把彼得从监牢里面救出来。
We are not told.
这里没有告诉我们为什么。
We don't know.
我们也不知道。
But God is in control.
但是神是掌控一切的。
And we know that because of the supernatural nature of Peter's rescue in verses 6 to 10.
Read this.
Yeah.
从第六节到第十节里面, 我们就可以看到, 整个怎么样很奇妙地把 彼得救出来。 第六节是这样讲, 希律将要提他出来的前一夜, 彼得被两条铁链锁着, 睡在两个兵丁当中, 看守的人也在门外看守, 忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边, 屋里有光照耀, 天使派彼得的肋旁, 派醒了他, 说快快起来, 那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。 天使对他说, 书上带子, 穿上鞋, 他就那样做, 天使又说, 披上外衣, 跟着我来, 彼得就出来跟着他, 不知道天使所做的是真的, 只当见了异象。 过了第一层, 第二层监牢, 就来到临街的铁门, 那门自己开了, 他们出来了, 走过一条街, 天使便离开他去了。
Peter was completely passive.
这里看到彼得完全是被动的。
God is at work.
神是不断在工作。
But he finally realizes what God is doing in verse 11.
但是在第11节里面, 彼得现在清楚地知道神为什么这样做。 听听第11节, 彼得醒悟过来, 说, 我现在真知道主差遣他的使者, 救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。
This rescue taught Peter that James was safe.
这个拯救告诉了彼得雅各已经安全了。This rescue told Peter
that God would win.
神是会得胜的。
Herod and the Jews would not win in opposing God.
希律王和百姓, 他们反对神是不会得成的。
Now I don't know if you have the same conviction.
不知道我们是不是有同一个信念,
that God will save whom he will.
神会拯救他要拯救的人。
God will work his way.
神会用他自己的方法去进行他的工作。
Delivering one man through death and another man by death.
一个人的死亡去救另外一个人。
When we share in the Lord's Supper,
当我们分享圣餐的时候,
we remember a death for us.
我们其实是在纪念一场为了我们的死亡。
And because of that death, the way into God's presence has been opened for you and me.
由于这一场的死亡, 神已经把他到他面前的大门打开了, 为我们打开了。
God gives Peter and God gives us
神给了彼得, 也给了我们,
glimpses of the supernatural.
让我们展示了他超自然的能力,
to assure us that behind everything God is working,
就要保证在所有发生的事情里面, 让我们看到神是在工作的。
And those glimpses come especially to those who pray,
尤其是那些不断祷告的人, 他们更清楚地看到神所向他们显示的工作。
So thirdly, we see people in prayer.
第三点我们就看到人的祷告。
You see, Herod was wielding political power.
其实呢希律王在舞弄着他的政治的权力。
And the church was praying.
而当时的教会他们在祷告。
Which is the only power that the powerless possess.
这就是当时的完全没有力量的教会, 他们能得到的力量就是祷告。
And their prayers were earnest.
他们是恳切的祷告。
They didn't know that God would work.
他们也不清楚神会工作的。
They didn't know how God would work.
他们也不清楚神会怎么样的去进行他的事工。
But they prayed to their God.
但是他们就向神去祷告。
Let me tell you a story.
啊，现在告诉大家一个故事。
In the 1880s,
在1880年代
，there was a severe drought in upstate New York.
在纽约州的北面呢，有一场很大的干旱。
Just like we have a terrible drought at the moment.
就好像我们现在在New South Wales 是的，有一场很严重的干旱一样。
So back in the 1880s in upstate New York, the Reverend Duncan MacLeod called the farmers for a prayer meeting.
由于这个干旱嘛，当时有一位牧师，他叫 Duncan， 他就邀请所有的那些当地的农民去进行祷告。
And one Saturday morning, he called for an extra prayer meeting.
有一个星期六的早上，他邀请了他们来参加一个特别的那个祷告会。
And their prayers were answered.
当时他们的祷告蒙神垂听了。
By 1 p.m. that day, thick clouds formed.
当天的一点，下午一点，天上爆满了那个云层。
By 2 p.m., high winds were blowing.
下午两点刮起了大风。
By 3, the temperature dropped by 20 degrees.
下午三点，那个气温下降了二十度。
By 4, 2 inches of rain, had torrential rain, had fallen with thunder and lightning.
下午四点钟的时候呢，有那个狂风暴雨，还雷电交加，下了两英寸的雨，大雨。
So much rain fell that a bridge was washed away.
由于这场的大雨，有一道的桥梁被冲毁了。
A barn was struck by lightning and burned to the ground.
有一座那个谷仓由于那个闪电被烧毁了。
And it just so happened that that barn belonged to the only person who didn't go to the prayer meeting.
很巧的就是这座被销毁的谷仓 是属于一个他拒绝来参加这场祷告会的一个农民。
And when he heard that the Reverend Duncan MacLeod was accepting donations for the church,And thanks to God to end the drought.
当他听到了教会和那个牧师由于当地的群众感恩，因为他们的干旱得到了解决，下了大雨，他们对教会做出了捐款。
That farmer sued the church for $5,000 damages.
这个农民向教会提出那个诉讼。要告这个的告他要他赔偿$5,000。
Now the reverend, the pastor couldn't plead coincidence. They'd been praying for rain.
但是这个牧师呢，他不可以说这是一场的巧合，因为他们确确实实的去为了那个干旱祷告。
But his lawyer managed to satisfy the judge that the prayers had only been for rain.
但是他的代表的律师就这样的辩护，他说我们祷告是真的只是为了下雨而祷告。
The thunder, the lightning, they were a bonus by Almighty God that the minister couldn't be responsible for.
但是呢，我们的没有求的打雷闪电，其实是神给我们的一种的奖励，
Please.
所以我们不需要负责。
Please pray for our farmers.
所以我们要为本地我们现在的就是农民祷告。
But do you know, actually,
其实
Duncan MacLeod and his praying farmers were not responsible for any of it.
其实呢，这个牧师和所有参与祷告的农民，他们不需要负上责任。
God was the one responsible.
只有神才要负上这个责任。
These Christians here in chapter 12 had probably prayed just as earnestly for Peter as James.
就是刚才我们看到的当地的教会的那些信徒， 他们为了彼得和雅各都是恒切地去祷告。
They didn't know how God would answer their prayer.
他们也不知道神会怎么样去回应他们的祷告。
Which makes verses 12 to 16 very funny.
假如我们看看第十二节, 12到16节我们就感觉到很有趣的一段的描述是这样的。第十二节，想了一想，就往那亲呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。 彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大，出来探听。听的是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说：“彼得站在门外。”他们说：“你是疯了。”使女极力的说：“真是他。”他们说：“一定是他的天使。” 彼得不住地敲门，他们开了门，看见他，就甚惊奇。Now,
we can't laugh at the disciples. We need to laugh with them.
我们不能取笑当时的门徒，其实我们要与他们一同的欢喜快乐地笑。They
knew Peter was in prison.
他们很清楚知道彼得现在在监牢里面。
And suddenly he's at the door.
但现在突然间他站在他的门外敲门。
Teaches us we all need to be watching and praying for what God is doing.
所以这里教导了我们，我们要警醒的祷告，去看看神正在做什么的工作。
Watch and pray.
所以我们要警醒的去祷告。
We have to keep looking when we experience pain and suffering and tragedy.
所以当我们遇到了苦难、挑战或者是痛苦的时候呢, 我们就特别要小心的去观察。
When we face frustrations and little niggling disappointments.
所以当我们遇到了挫败,甚至是小小的困扰, 我们都要小心。
When we just can't make sense of what's going on.
尤其是我们看不清楚神究竟在安排什么的事情。
To spot the miraculous.
这个让我们可以寻找到看到神的奇妙。
Sometimes it's happening right under our nose.
有时候就是往往就是在我们的身边，在我们的身上发生的事情。
We need to watch and pray.
我们要警醒地去祷告。
We need to plead for God's blessing and God's mercy.
我们要求神给我们福气。 求他帮助我们。
Is that how you pray?
我们是不是这样的去祷告呢?
Friends,
各位朋友,
we need to look back to Jesus on the cross.
我们要看看十字架上的主耶稣基督。
His death is a tragedy for us.
他为我们死在十字架上，这是一场的悲剧。
A tragedy that shows us how God works.
但是这场的悲剧让我们看到神是怎么样进行他的工作的。
And turns the world upside down.
把整个世界搞得天翻地覆。
And saves people for himself.
为了世人拯救世人。
You and me from death to life for relationship forever.
就是要拯救我们，让我们能与神永远的同在。Let's
pray.
我们一同祷告。Thank
you, Lord God and Heavenly Father, for your word to us.
感谢神，让我们能看到你对我们的话语。Give
us eyes to see what you are doing in our lives.
让我们看到你在我们身上所做的各样的事情。And
to trust in you.
让我们能完全的相信你。
In the tragedies and trials,
无论我们在生命里面遇到了什么的苦难，什么的挑战。
Be our God and our God.
啊，求你作为我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.